the Wawa.
The Wawa pedal is a little different from the other pedals that we're going to look at today in that you don't just stomp on it and leave it there for the effect to take place. You have to actually move the pedal back and forth to get the Wawa sound. When it's pressed all the way down, it's a much more trebly, brighter, crisper sound. When you pull it all the way back, it's more muted and low end.
So the Wawa pedal is sweeping through the tone of the guitar. That's called a filter sweep, as the pedal is filtering which parts of the tone come through. So here it is going from low to high to low. And so that filter sweeps back and forth. Now, I know that Jimi Hendrix did a lot of really groundbreaking stuff with the wah pedal. What kind of stuff did Jimi Hendrix do?
He would actually take notes and cut them off or bring them out and bring them brighter by pressing the wah-wah pedal down, and he would get more of a vocal quality.
That sounds sort of like somebody talking. Now, how does the wah-wah usually get used in funk music?
The guitarist is usually playing like a 16th note strumming pattern, putting some accents more often than not on beat 2 and 4.
That 2 and 4 on the snare drum is called the backbeat. We talked about it in our last podcast, Drums and Drumming.
Often the brightest, clippiest sound is going to be right where the snare hit is on beat 2 and 4. Not always, but often.